You're listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a yet another live session right here with Miss Mickey. In the morning, Miss Mickey.
In the morning, Mr. Oil. I realize that this is almost our last update for the Hot Pockets Tour 2008.
Oh, no.
Yes, we have one more on Sunday. And then, well, maybe I'll give you one when I'm back in L.A. on Thursday. Maybe that's fun to kind of, like, have closure together.
Yay.
Oh, well, I have to say, we are getting there. We're so enjoying everything, but we are tired. And it's nice that today that Adam can just relax after the show. I hope he's going to take a nap because for 2 days we had all his family here in Armonk and people came over from Washington and his cousins and nieces and everybody was here. And, of course, he wanted to spend some family time. So yesterday night he worked till like 2 in the morning and this morning he woke up at 7 and I don't know how much coffee I have to give him to keep him up, but I think he deserves a little rest.
Yeah. No, it's understandable. I mean, I'm sure when I get to see my family that I haven't seen for ages, I won't be alive for next couple of days, but he's a brave soldier and he can march on it.
Exactly, and he is. And it was funny because we arrived here in Armonk at the family house. It's been in the family for it feels like centuries, kind of. It's a beautiful old tradition white home with the whole history of everyone. And we arrive and they say, God, Adam, I remember the first time you arrived here, that was in a Rolls Royce, and now you're here with a how do you call that?
Oh, gotta love this.
I know. So it's been that's been quite entertaining. And of course, everyone had to like peek inside and was wondering how the hell we survive and move and live in that place.
How did you survive in that? Well, you're still surviving in that place.
Well, you just keep on breathing, you know, and you keep on loving each other. That's probably the most important part. And we had a little break in Boston. We stayed in a cute little hotel. I tried to take some amazing shots, but it's been hard because it was raining. Everything was very dark, but I just posted them on the Hot Pockets Tour 2008 Facebook page. I don't know. We had a nice little hotel. We relaxed, walked around, didn't do too much, had a breakfast somewhere and cappuccino and just strolled around. And we cracked up when we got back to the hotel and the vision of the RV parked in a street in Boston is kind of ridiculous.
Well, you have a controversy of the tour in the first place, so I think that kind of worked out for you guys.
Yeah, it absolutely did.
Great. Just a little note. I was going through some of the pictures on the Facebook, which is itm.im/tour08. And I spotted some bruises on your legs.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That's we've been filled with those bruises since the. I think on the second day we looked at each other. We're like, God, we're what happened to us? But you kind of bump into everything in the RV. Can't help it. It will go away. Not happy with it though, but you know, I'll survive. Most of them are gone.
That's brilliant. So let's get back to the updating. And how was your transition from a previous location into where are you now? Any special stories?
Well, the weird part, of course, we had an amazing time in Chicxulub in Pennsylvania, where we spent about 3 days with our lovely hosts. But it's like outside in nature and everything was kind of like super relaxed. And then we drove towards Boston, and you can just feel the energy of the city coming towards you. And I wasn't really sure if I was ready for that, especially in the RV mode. Of course, Boston is kind of a nice, posh place where everybody looks pretty and it's old-fashioned. And I had to transition into the city mentality again, which I don't know how much I enjoyed that. after that, we of course had a meetup in Boston, which was in a the Poorhouse in Boston, which is like a pretty intense bar where we had a separate room downstairs, and I think like about 20 people showed up.
That's really cool.
Good group. Yes, a lot of fun. At a certain point, we had to move back up, but the music was just too loud to have a normal conversation. While we were standing in front of the bar to get some fresh air, these huge guys walk up to Adam and go like, "Dude, Adam Curry, MTV?" Next to No Agenda fans, there were a lot of MTV fans in Boston, which was kind of cute. but we were really, really, really tired. So we went to the hotel around like 10 p.m. already, and drove up to drove south to Armonk, to the family home. And tomorrow we're gonna leave here and drive south to New Jersey, where we have the meetup at. Let me see. I wrote it down at the Benny Tudito's. And that's on 622 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. And one of the producers is going to pick us up. I found a really cool, like, marina RV place that's, like, the closest RV place to New York City.
All right. And so you're going to Hoboken?
Yeah, we're going to Hoboken because driving Dutchess all the way into New York, I think, is just going to be crazy. And we know New York really well. And I've never been to New Jersey, and I want to see where Adam lived. And where Christina lived, and you know what their
well, there's a good place I used to, well, not used to, but always stay around if I need to be outside, which is a W at Hoboken. It's nice.
Right. Well, we're going to be in an RV resort. I think it's kind of similar to what we did in New Orleans. So it's not really nature; it's more like just modern cement concrete, but very convenient because it's only 8 minutes from the meetup restaurant.
Okay.
And everybody's worried if there's enough room there. We'll figure it out. I have no clue. I have a feeling it's going to be a pretty big crowd, though. A lot of people from New York are willing to come, which makes me really happy. And I'm sorry again for New York City folks that we're not making it into the city. But I really hope you all hop on a train or in your car and make it out there. It will be worth it.
I mean, you're close enough. I mean,
yes,
sometimes
I think
people
so.
Travel through several states to get to the meetup, so a little
exactly.
bit of effort,
people
New Yorkers.
Drove.
Come on, it's New York. You
yeah,
can travel.
I think they're up for it. So someone's posted a message on Facebook saying, "What, Hoboken? No, not New York? What do you mean?" And I said, "Shut up, slave. Just drive. We sure did." And then the response was, "Anything for the two of you." So I think we made up. We're okay.
Well, I'm sure that you can get some trains there. You know, trains are good. Planes are bad.
Trains bad. Exactly. And if you
so,
want to attend this meetup, there's an email address I want to give you.
Yes, it's yeah, go ahead. I was going to read it, but you do.
It's sigmaitm@gmail.com.
So it's sigmaitm@gmail.com. Sigma in the morning? Sounds good.
Sigma in the morning, you're right. I didn't even see that. Huh. Perfect.
So that's on the 622 Washington Street, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030. August 19th at 7 p.m. Don't come on Pacific time. This is Eastern.
Yeah, that will be smart. I heard they have the biggest pizza slices in the world.
Yum.
Yeah, let's see. I'll see if they have a salad.
You can treat yourself after all that RV stuff, Mickey. You can get
really
a slice or two.
It's not really been RV stuff. This morning, Aunt Meg made us like the best blueberry pancakes I ever had in my life. And her secret is a little bit of sugar and a little bit of vanilla. So, yeah, I'm going to try that next time for Sunday pancakes.
Yum.
Yeah, it was really good. And after that, I'm not really sure yet where we're going to go. I kind of left it open. We want to go to D.C., for the Sunday show, but we're also there Monday afternoon after we return the Duchess. So I'm kind of keeping things open to see what the vibe is around New York, driving to D.C., and sometimes it's good not to plan everything, but just like, let things
Well, why don't
come
you
up.
Stop over in Philly, in Philadelphia?
Right. Yeah.
Maybe partake some of the riot stuff. That's actually another thing that didn't get any publicity. There was riots going on in Philadelphia.
I missed that. Tell me.
Well, we've got here, the system I've got set up, it's picks up on the free satellite at the same time, different satellites and news channels from all over the globe. Apart from Americans, I don't really get that, but I get that on the sling box. And there was reported on Russian TV, Georgian TV, Georgia is a country, not a state, and Iranians were going mad about it, and some Chinese, the CCTV, was talking about the Philadelphia riots. And how police were standing down and stuff like that. A similar situation was all going on in London. And I thought that, hold on a second, that was more or less at the same time as London riots were going on. So,
really?
Yeah, so I was actually thinking, hold on, well, maybe that's something misfire and they shouldn't have started that early. But what do I know?
They didn't stick to the script.
Exactly.
See, I haven't really been busy with the news. I've been staring at beautiful deer that walk out into the backyard here.
Yeah, well, it's I don't think it was as big as the UK riots, and but chat room is saying now that's looking for information design. That's our Singapore connection. He says apparently 15 kids arrested in Philadelphia for the riots. Huh. So there's something that went under the radar.
Right. Well, I'm sure one of the producers at the New Jersey meetup can inform us about everything that happened.
Yeah, and apparently there's a curfew for kids after the 9 p.m.
Yeah, so we're not coming to Philadelphia.
No.
No.
On the other note, I have a request for all the producers that actually came to the meetups. And for you and Adam. If anybody who has a video of meetups or video of stuff going around the tour, please email me, mroyle@nagradio.com, which is nagradio.com, and I will ask you to donate that material for me, because what we're doing is several of us. And we're making a little video, about 10-15 minutes video. Mm-hmm. And we'll put it on, it'll be available for free, but the donations, obviously, will have a button for no agenda. So just soften the blow of your return.
That sounds good. I'm really excited to see that.
Gitmo Slave already started to do something, but I would really like to get some videos of people that's been filming. I'm sure somebody sneaked a camera or two.
There was someone in Austin who sent me a lot of video material. I'll forward that to you.
Excellent.
I have that. I still didn't get time or enough good connection to actually edit it into like a cute little film. So I'll send you what I have.
Brilliant.
Good. Were there any questions?
I haven't caught any questions, but I've been MIA for majority of the week.
Okay.
Only thing is I can say is that with all the stuff that Adam and John going on about the RT, RT this, and get Natasha to do this, and the other Natasha to do that, so I went and got the noagenda.ru.
Good.
So that should be coming up pretty soon.
Wonderful. I had one more thing to say, which is about the rap party, which is on August 23rd in D.C. at Chadwick's in Georgetown at 3205 K Street And if you want to get an invitation to that one, please send an email to itsme@maggievincent.com. itsme@maggievincent.com.
Yeah, you're not getting away that easy.
Okay.
Yeah, what's this all about, rain in the RV?
Oh, well, it's just, so when we started the trip, it was kind of nice weather. Then we went south, and it became this super, super humid, hot weather, but kind of easy to live in the RV, because you get out of the RV, you step in again, nothing really gets dirty. But then imagine having rain pouring out and trying to get out of it, walk around it, do stuff like dumping or getting gas and getting back in. So we've been trying to protect the Duchess and take off our shoe every time that we step in, and then of course, Adam leaves his Uggs outside of the RV, and then so it's been quite a hassle.
I've heard they got ruined.
Yes, well, yeah.
Is that exaggerating, Adam, or is it really ruined?
No, but they've been ruined for a long time. He just didn't allow me to spend money on new Uggs, but I'm definitely going to buy him new Uggs as soon as we get to L.A., because these are done. They, you know, we could sell them off.
Oh, gosh.
We can auction the old Uggs, but no, it's something new for us. We didn't really know how to cope with a lot of rain, and also it got pretty humid in the cold, humid, like sticky in the RV. So we, for the first time, turned on the heating just to like dry it out a little bit, because otherwise when you go to bed, blankets are just cold and kind of damp, and that's not really nice if you want to go to sleep.
No. No, absolutely not.
They were camping.
Oh, now see, I just got this vision in my head of people bidding on Adam's boots, smelly right. Ugg boots,
yep.
Covered in mud,
Mississippi mud, Austin mud, it's all in there.
okay, all right. What about your thoughts of returning to normality and returning home soon?
Well, yesterday I planned Christina's birthday in Las Vegas. She had one big request when she turns 21. She wants to have the full Vegas experience because, as you know, in America when you're 21, it's the first time you can drink. Well, she's done that, trust me. But it's also the first time you can actually get into a club legally, because until now we were kind of like, brought her with us, or, you know, had a fake ID for her and stuff.
Don't admit to nothing. This is just a commercial, or not commercial, but entertaining value. Not real.
And we're going to celebrate that in a beautiful way, and I arranged everything yesterday, and that really made me want to see her and just want to go home and get everything organized. And then it's a big day, you know, 21. Do you remember when you turned 21?
I remember prior to that and a few days after.
Right. You don't remember the moment.
I do say that's the official story.
What did you do?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Well,
some things are better said left unsaid.
Right. Well, I'm better off leaving my camera at home for that weekend.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, put it this way, the filmmakers of The Hungover probably got the entire script from me.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, she likes that movie, so let's see how close we can get. But anyway, it made her miss. It made me miss her, and it made her. Made me miss home, and I'd like to get back.
So back to normality.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's normality. It's never really normal at the Curry House, so at the Crackpot Command Center.
Brilliant. Okay, Miss Mickey, well, let's repeat all the URLs where people can find details on a tour, which is itm.am/tour08. Which goes to your Facebook tour page. Loads of tons of pictures there. Some of them are fantastic. And you also put the details on next meetups and details
Absolutely.
Of the how to get invites and RSVP. And anything new that's going to be coming up, it's always going to be posted there, so check it out. Or Mickey Hoogendijk on Twitter. Did I pronounce that right again or wrong?
Yes, you did.
Okay,
good job.
I did practice. So it's at Mickey Hoogendijk. Please don't ask me to spell it.
Okay, I'll spell it.
Just follow Adam Curry at Adam Curry,
and
you'll see who is there.
You'll find me there. It's not so difficult. It's Hoogendijk.
Indeed. And then Mickey. It actually rhymes.
It does. Lots of songs about my name.
I'm sure there is. With that kind of rhymes, there would be plenty to do about it.
All right, Mr. Oil, lovely to speak to you again.
Likewise. Thanks for dedicating some time for us with this update.
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to drive to our last meetup, and then we're getting ready to return to Dutch's. And then on Tuesday, I'm really, really looking forward to the wrap party. I can't wait to see the Baroness again. And Harry Pilgrim is going to drive us to D.C. and with his lovely wife, Jen. And it's going to be good. We have a lot to tell them.
All right. That's great.
All right.
Well, we'll talk on Sunday.
All right, in the morning.
In the morning.
You're listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda.